Blog Talk Radio.
Take time out and hear them words. You know that? We exalt you. That is some powerful thing there, man. Just take time out and give thanks, man. Lift him up. And sweet spirit when you hear it, Brother Tim. And you know, yeah, I guess you got to go through something to understand it, though, huh? You're lifting him up, that you're loving him, because we found out that 2 + 2 = 4. Numbers don't lie. You know where it don't lie?
That's right.
You know where it is? See, God look at our heart. He don't look at the outside appearance. He look at our heart. You know, you can tell some people doing it for the money. You can tell some people doing it for the pattern of that. You can tell. But, boy, you can also tell when it's coming from the heart. You can tell it.
Yeah.
You know, it is hard to worship and don't raise your hand. It is hard to worship and don't say thank you. You know, I never want, I mean, we read it, we quote it, we recite it, but I just don't want to be like the other 9, keep on going. But then sometimes,
right,
other things, you wonder, You wonder, you know, they did what he told them to do, though. They did what he said to do, though. You know, they kept on with the mission. But boy, this, can you imagine, Brother Tim, looking at your skin when you had pus running all out of your green stuff running out of, and as you walking away, you're being healed. You know, well, I had to go back to that source. I had to go back to that source and tell them, thank you. Thank you. That's why I'm hearing that song. We love you and we exalt thee. Oh, Lord. That's beautiful, man. You know,
it is.
I want to say this one more time. There's nobody can thank God for me but me. Oh, help me. Let me leave you alone, man. If I could just stay there one more time. If I got someone that's, I mean, you can't thank God for nothing. Yes, I can. I don't have to go back 2 years. I can go back just right now. You know, I can tell him, he gave me my activities of my limbs. I can breathe. I can see. Hey, I can even get up and move around. That's enough to say thank you, God.
Thank you.
Because a lot of people don't have that access, God. What you think about it, Brother Tim?
I couldn't hear you.
I said, what you think about it? How you doing?
Everything you said was just right on target. I enjoyed it. That's a beautiful, beautiful song, and you can tell when it came from the heart. It wasn't to sell records. It wasn't to get the
there
it came from
go.
The heart, and you could tell that. I enjoyed it. Yes,
you know, we have a ministry that there's no. I'm going to say this here now. I hope y'all understand. There's no really no leader over here but God, you know. And when you hear people speaking and comment, we all know that's when the person, we all on one accord. So, you know, some people say you got to introduce people and present people. But I believe if you've been on long enough, you know God is speaking, because that's all we do is lift up God. And while we're doing that, you might hear me. You might hear Reverend Henry. Reverend Riles and Reverend Mike, there's a lot of preachers be coming over here, and then, you know, you got people just want to come and just reason in our word. And, you know, we're going to step aside, you know, and then listen to see what our brother has to speak to us about, you know. And I don't have to introduce him. You've been hearing him already. Brother Tim?
Yes. Well, I hope that I have a new earpiece, and I'm hoping that you guys can hear me clearly. And if you can, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. And before I get going, I wanted to just say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you so humble. I come before you asking for you to just bless, Lord, whatever comes out of my mouth that you have given me to speak, not me, but you, Lord. And I just say thank you so much that you use me as a vessel, Lord, and I ask that you will continue to keep me and guide me and lead me, Lord God. And Lord, I just want to ask that you would allow your word to come forth, and that it would be, that it would bless us and keep us, and that your word that it would be alive to us. And I just say thank you, Lord. It was understanding, comprehension, and revelation of your word. And I just say thank you in Jesus' name. Reverend, I just wanted to, I hope that Reverend Henry is listening. And, sometimes, you know, when you played that song, and I said, wow, you know, it was just so wonderful that you exalt. And I said, you know what? And I found this verse. And sometimes when you find a verse, it fits your situation and it fits your circumstances and all that. And I feel that this verse belongs right here, right now. And I thank you for giving me opportunity. I'm getting ready to read it, and then I'm just going to say what I got to say and get off the phone, because I'm going to be listening. Because I have to go back to work. I'm doing something before the rain gets here, and I'm going to come out of. I'm going to read out the, because I found I like it this way, out of the New King James. I'm going to read it, and I'm coming out of Hebrews, and I'm going to go ahead and read it. I ain't going to give you time to get there. I'm going to just read it. I'm going to come out of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads as follows.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that have ministered to the saints and do minister. So all I wanted to say is that I wanted to tell you guys, you know, sometimes you watch people and you see what's going on and if they're true to what they say and do they believe what they say they believe. And I just wanted to tell you guys, I had my eye on you guys, and I just want to tell you
thank you,
because you guys have been ministering. You told how many times, how many years you guys had on the phone, and when you played that song, it just got to my heart, and I just wanted to tell you guys, I appreciate, and I think that the Bible tells that we need to encourage one another, and I just want to tell you, God is not going to forget all the labor that you guys have done to minister to his people. You guys have been on this show when things are technical difficulties and things have just been ups and downs sometimes, and somebody's just not sick, and this person, and God still brought you guys through, and this show is still here, and you guys are still ministering to God's people, and he ain't going to forget your labor of love, because you're doing it in his name. And I just wanted to tell you guys, I felt that this verse fit this show right here, and I gave you, I thank you for giving me an opportunity to tell you guys that, you know, it ain't me, it's the word. It says that, and you guys are ministering to God's people. You guys are doing it in the name of the Lord. You guys are doing it, and you keep telling people to get saved and all the things that you guys do here, some of the sermons that have just touched my heart and made me turn around and say, Lord, forgive me for what I've done, the way I've acted, the things that I've said. So I really appreciate you guys. I look back and Dexter and Nutty and all the people run. I mean, this has been just an awesome. And everybody said, well, you know what? No, you have to sometimes tell our brothers and sisters that I recognize the labor. I recognize the work that you're doing. And you and Reverend Henry, now y'all be just faithful, faithful, faithful. And I just want to tell you, God ain't going to forget it. He said right here in his word is that he's not unjust that he would forget. So I just wanted to tell you guys, I love you guys. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I love the show. I hear you guys. Sometime I'm on. I might be on some of my other line, but I do hear, and nobody knows I'd be on. And I just wanted to tell you guys, man, keep up the good work. Continue to minister to God's people. They need it. I need it. You need it. And God appreciates that you guys are laboring for him. Everything will just continuously go good, because there's sometimes, you know, even some churches have folded up, but this show has still been going on. Continue to keep up the good work, man. And, you know, there's so many black eyes out there that we are receiving, but this show is continuously keep spreading the word. So thank you guys. In Jesus' name, I bless you guys. Keep up the good work. That was my little testimony thing. Thank you for letting me do it.
You know, I want you to, I know you got, and we do have an opportunity to always to say this with our hearts saying this here, that we appreciate the prayers, you know. We appreciate the love, because you cannot do this, and like you said, in the time we have done it and doing it, you got to have God involved in it. You have to be, to strengthen you along the way, because we've been sick and still come over here. We've been... Hey, man, I have literally left the hospital and got over here. You know, I've been doing some several things that a lot of people would probably say, man, that's counseling, you know. But just for the sake of the faithful one, we just sacrifice, you know. And that's been my thing. And I know Reverend Henry, he hasn't came on yet, but I know he feels the same way. I'm speaking the same sentiment that he does, because we thank you, man. You know, you don't want to boast on yourself and, you know, because we believe what the scripture says. Let another person tell you, you know, or say something for you, you know. And you know what? Your work will speak for itself. You know, and I like that, man, because I know you're an honest man, you know. I know, and I like when you came to me, I meant that, man. this ministry is open, man. It's open, and God won't let nothing come over here to adulterate it. You know, He won't come and let nobody tear it down because it's lifting Him up. Now, I'm not gonna say prayerfully that we never have. We really haven't, though. We never had no problems over here, other than like you said, the technical difficulties. You know, other than that, we always been on one accord. Everybody that came over here always be on one accord. We even had somebody step in one time, Brother Tim, the Israelites, and we had some old other people that step in, and then we started talking to them. They you know how the devil was when the legions fought Jesus? You know what I'm talking about? They submitted to Him, you know, His authority. And I can say His deity, you know what I'm talking about. His deity.
Right.
They know He has authority, man. He's supreme, you know, and we believe God is in us. That's why we welcome the spirit of openness, man. Because I'm gonna tell you something. If you think you that was Elijah. He said he was the only one left, huh? Come on, there. You remember, and God had to tell him, didn't he? He said, "I got 7,000."
God had bowed to Baal.
And I'm telling you, that's why we're so open over here. And that's why we welcome people to show their love. Because you'd be surprised I might just can reach one person, Brother Tim, and you might can reach 400 or 500. Brother Tim might can reach 10,000. Man, the whole ministry is about what? Save soul to save a soul. We should be fruitful. And that's what we're doing here, trying to show people that you can serve God outside the church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Oh, you might catch that later on. You know, you can not have a spotlight of the church seeing you with a suit on, a dress on, and a hat on, and coming in, you know, on the red carpet style, you know what I mean, and showing your holiness. But you can be outside the church and still hear God. God made it accessible that we can reach out to one another. Like our brother was saying, ministry is, if it was easy, help me, Holy Spirit. If it was truly easy, I know you see a lot of people out there, but it's a difference when you can set your pride aside, your what we call our manhood, you know, aside, you know, maybe our womanhood aside, and listen to someone else minister to you. Because, man, I want somebody to minister to me. I want somebody to tell me what God laid in their heart today. Tell me what God put in your heart. Because you'd be surprised how we need encouragement. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We go through this thing, Brother Tim, and we're going through it with our hearts, hoping that God hears us. We're going through this, that one day when this race is over with, if this can be over with, it's one thing we not allowed on. We're not going to run, Brother Tim. And you know what that is, Brother Tim? If you could talk, it's death. It's death. We're not going to run that one. We're going to all have to meet that day. And when we run that day and we come to that end, if we call it end, when we come to that eternal life day, we're going to have to spend prayerfully. God's going to say, well, he might even, hey, Brother Tim, this day here, March, is it the 15th? I mean, April the 15th. April the 15th, 2020. He's going to remember this. He's going to say, I was glad when I heard you encourage the brothers. I was glad that you even testified. You know, you'd be surprised how we say you're building your timbers. You're sitting up them timbers, man. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're sitting them up.
Yeah.
You build a house. You got your name on it. Yeah, got your name on it. And it moves you when God placed someone in your heart and said, pray for brother, pray for sister, pray for this ministry, pray for that. Stop and pray. You might not do it like physically, but put a thought in your mind along with it. Lord, you know what it means. Be happy in that situation. Because we never know what people are going through. That's when I hear somebody come across my mind or somebody start praying, man. I'm constantly praying. Because you know what? This is essential that we pray for one another. Lift one another up. If you do it what we're doing.
And so many times we get so many negative things come at us. Negative things constantly, constantly beating and bashing us. And so I just said,
you know what?
Well, we're all a family, and we're all in the brotherhood.
Yeah.
So guess what? I said, you know what? When that song you played, it touched my heart so much. And I said, you know what? And then when I found the verse, and I said, wow, this fits. And I said, you know what?
Yeah.
God ain't going to forget all the labor and all that you guys have done on this phone trying to help someone. And you know, and when you don't get paid to do it, it comes from your heart. You guys laboring for him. You know, and he said, I'll pay. Don't worry about it. I'll take
care
of you. And so I said, I just wanted to encourage you guys, keep it up, keep up the good work, because guess what? God sees exactly what you're doing, and he won't forget. He said, you're doing it for me. You're not doing it for all the accolades and people coming on. And say, oh, my goodness, patting you on. You guys just keep, I call it just keep laboring, keep pressing toward the mark. And that's what I saw. And it went on my heart, and I said, people, it don't take all that. Well, I want to encourage my brothers and them, because I thought I've been on this show many times, and it encouraged me. Sometimes I just said, wow, that lesson was for me. That word was for me. And I said, wow. So I thank you guys, man. I just said, keep up the good work, because, you know, you don't find people as faithful as, you know, anymore like they used to. They just – sometimes just get the quick glory, microwave, and that's all it is. You know, hurry, let me get it done.
Yeah.
And now what about me? What about me? What about me? No, it ain't about you, you know.
My God.
I just thought that I was so grateful that you guys have said it was okay, and I just wanted to tell you, see, it ain't just me talking. The Bible said, not Tim, the Bible said that he's not unjust and he won't forget your labor. And not just a regular labor of love, and that's what it's all about, you know. So I just want to thank both of you guys. I don't know the other minister's name real good. I can't remember Williams or something. I can't think of his name. But anyway,
Reverend Williams.
Williams, yep.
Yeah.
I thought it was there. I'm close. And I said, him, Reverend Henry, and you guys, y'all on the battlefield, man. And y'all, you know, and y'all running this race, you know. And he promised he would never leave him. He said in his word, he ain't going to forget it. Keep up the good work, man. So
that's the book. Hey, can you read that scripture one more time? I want to hear that again, because I want to emphasize one little statement that is in there, if you don't mind. Can you hear it one more time?
Okay,
give us a scripture.
It is. Let me come back up. It is Hebrews, the book of Hebrews.
And
it's the sixth. Oh, I got the wrong. I'm sorry.
Six and ten.
I'm trying to get there.
Yeah,
I'm coming. New technology here. Yes. Here it comes. Okay, verse 10, and it says here. It says, "For God is not unjust to forgive."
Okay.
Your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
My
keep
God.
Up the good work. I recognize what you guys are doing for my people, but you're doing it in my name. I won't forget it. Thank you so much. Thank you. For being faithful. Thank you for doing it in my name. Thank you for looking out for my people. Because just like when he, our good shepherd, we're like, he's put you over the people that he assigned to you. So you're like the little shepherd, and you got to look after his sheep. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my lamb. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I know all. You know everything. Why are you asking me these kind of things? Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Then feed my sheep. I need you to feed them. And that's what I feel like you guys have been doing. Feed the sheep. Continue to feed them.
Yeah.
And I know that's a labor of love. It's labor. That means work at it. So thank you so much for allowing me to be able to say something positive on the show. When we look around in this world, missiles and bombs are going all off everywhere, and rumors of wars everywhere, and people have lost their mind. They don't know what right is right and wrong is wrong, and all they don't know. And then we're giving God's word, even in the midst of all this jungle that's going, this garbage that's going on, and he's saying something positive to our brothers and sisters that are saying, hey, continue to keep the labor up. Keep working hard in Jesus' name. That's what it's all about.
That's beautiful.
That's it. For God is not unjust to forget your work. Wow.
Yeah.
He ain't going to forget our work and the labor of love. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good stuff there.
And then, when you say this, Brother Tim, that's everyone is trying to do ministry, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Especially without, like you just said, you said it. We're not getting paid to do this. Huh? We're not asking for nothing, nothing. We're doing it because we love God, and our reward is going to be in heaven. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be in heaven. It's going to be in heaven. Yeah. The labor we're doing right now is going to be in heaven. And I'm telling you, if I can just read out this other Bible, if you don't mind. Can I read out this other Bible? It said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your works. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what he said. He's not unrighteous. He said, to forget your works and labor of love. Oh, help me, homie.
That's right.
Which you have shown towards his name.
His name.
This is what we're doing. We're not doing it in our name. We're doing it towards his name. And I learned in his word. Now, since you started this, Brother Tim, I learned in his word. He said, if I be lifted up on earth, that's what the book says, I will draw all men unto me. Now, when he said, man, he didn't specify this. Let's be real. It's a gender thing now. But we talking about all women and men. And then what he doing? He's drawing us here. That's why we can look towards Jerusalem. We can look towards the east, and we can pray to God because we believe that he's showing mercy to this ministry, man. We believe he's showing mercy at our home. We believe he's showing mercy at our job. We believe, he said, watch this here, he's showing love to us, and we don't even deserve it. You know, we're not even worthy of what he has done for us. And you're right, Reverend Ryle. You're right, brother. That song went right with this. I love
and
the Lord.
You know what else? It ain't
and
even
I,
just
and
all
I,
about
and
this.
I love
even the name of the show said it ain't a Reverend Henry show. It ain't Eric. It ain't Reverend Eric show. It ain't the Tim show. It said it's God's plan. Plan to do what?
God's plan.
To edify the people, to lift them up. So I think I said, all that popped in my head, and I said, you know what? It's in my heart, and I just said, hey, I hope, and I ask, would you please? I can relax a little bit now. And I don't know if you know what it means. Sometimes I get a little fidgety, and I said, Lord, let me call it, man. I said, can would you allow me to do that? Because I guess. I wanted to bless you guys and tell you guys, keep up the good work. It's recognized. I see it. I thank you so much. And that's how I felt in my heart. And I just said, I wanted to get that out. I just wanted to let you guys know.
Can I add something to this then? Can I add something to it? Let me finish it out.
Come on with
Let me finish something out. Let me go finish this out. Reverend Henry, you still out? We're going to win.
Hebrews
chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, beginning at verse 10, right? That's going to get some meat off this bone. Let's get some meat off this bone. Watch it, what it do. He said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your works. Oh, help me, Lord, and your labor of love. He said, what you have shown for his name, in that you have ministered to the saints. Oh, help me, Lord, and do minister. He said, and we desire, that every one of you that do show the same diligence, to the fulfillment of assurance of hope until the end. Oh, help me. You woke up something with this one here. Can I just stop there? Can I park my little pen right there for a minute? Hey, brother, Tim, that's what it's about. You know, I know we suffer. I know we go through some things. But this work we doing, boy, it's going to pay off. It's an insurance. It's going to pay off. Hey, we might not understand why we keep coming over here. We might not understand why they're shooting drones all in Israel, and then people going by their everyday life ain't wondering why these wars is running around. You better get ready. Hey, he's getting close.
Getting close.
He said, just like we minister, he wants you to not be slothful. You know, folks make all kinds of excuses. There was one time Jesus said, help me, Holy Spirit. I can't get it to you, but can I recite it a little bit? Hey, it was one time Jesus had called some people, and he told them, come follow me. And then one of them said, let me go back. I got some towels I got to go tend to.
Yeah.
You remember them people now? You remember that?
Yeah.
Reverend Wild did them now. I ain't doing it. He started this fire. He started it. Reverend Henry started it. He said, and then another came by and said, well, man, I got to get married. Let me go back.
Mm-hmm.
Can you finish this race? That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, then another one said, well, man, I got some land I got to tend to. All these excuses trying to serve God. God going to leave you right there. Right there in your excuses. That's why everybody can't do this here. Everybody's not called to do this here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people got to be paid. They got to be propped up. They got to be lifted up and begged to do it. But, boy, when you do it out of love, when you do it out of love, when you do it out hey, man, we have time, Reverend Wise. Reverend Henry, and we have time. Nobody hit the one button, but we still go. We still put it out there.
Keep on going.
We still laving the word.
Yeah.
They let you know we ain't worried about no applause. We here to minister. Man, I'm glad you brought this, man. I needed this, man. I did. I really needed it. I'm gonna speak for myself. I know Reverend Henry. I was already testifying for him. I know he did the same thing. We needed courage. Man, we do this thing diligent, man. That's for real. We're not asking for nothing. You know, for 4 years.
I mean, you always saying that we
nothing.
Want us to pray for you guys. We want to pray for you guys. That's what you keep asking.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, wow. So I didn't forget. You know, I just said, wow. But down God gave, this is the right time. And I couldn't hold it. I just had to tell you guys, man. It was in my heart. So thank you guys. And
you know,
I'm
gonna tell
know.
You this
Oof.
Here.
All
when
right.
you say that about the prayer, when you say, I have doctors or ain't it right? Brother Nutter's his auntie, right? And say, man, she sent me something every day. You know, talking about not be reading. You know,
yeah.
And I remember the time we used to read it all the time. And I told her, you know, she said, you know, that's really for y'all. You know, and I looked at that and I read a lot of stuff that's encouragement. You know, talking about and I see it because. We need it, man. What you just did doing right now, we need it, man, because we need to be encouraged so we don't get slowful. We need to be encouraged that we won't falter, man, and do something different, man. That changes it. Man, don't you know, even my job had a different little thing going on. We still didn't cut it off, man. We still didn't cut it off. We still going, man. We were going 5 days a week. We still going.
Nah.
Because of God, man. That's what it's about. It's we lifting his name up, man. He gonna give us that strength.
Yeah.
Hey man, I've been tired coming over here. Tired. I leave work every day doing this here. I be tired. I'm not. As soon as I start talking, he give me strength. I know Reverend Henry the same way. Soon we start talking. Soon we get the song. Soon sometimes I'm gonna tell you. Sometimes it I might not even have a word till I hear the song.
Well, I just
see,
you
I learned
Thank
something.
So
I learned something too with that. I'm gonna get out the way without saying this. I know Rev won't talk. I've learned something. See, when you deposit something, you can go back and get it, and it won't be what they call it when you go to the bank when you ain't got no money. What their old favorite word they say?
Insufficient
funds. Yeah, yeah. But when you go here, it's something there. You know why? Because you deposit something there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I meditate day and night in the word. You know what I'm saying? You know. So I know. I'll have something, a reasonable a portion to tell someone God to me. So I keep it in my heart because I never know when God said, I want you to speak on this matter. I want you to do this. I want you to pray. And he put that in my mind, so we need to pray, because a lot of us don't want to pray. A lot of us don't want to lift up, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We lift up when we need him. But can we lift up when we don't need him? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, when we're everything hands, all the stuff going good in your life. Go ahead.
I want to tell you guys, you and Reverend Henry, thank you so much for trusting
God
me. Because a pastor, you know, you just don't let anybody just get in the pulpit, do whatever you want to do, and say whatever you want to say, you're responsible for the sheep. And I just want to tell you that I didn't take it lightly. I didn't take it lightly. I just wanted to tell you guys thank you for trusting me. I didn't get on here and say something stupid and you know, and evil or something like that, but thank you. I appreciate that. You guys.
Me and you were texting, right? And I told you, see, I believe this here, Reverend Henry, and God's plan. I believe God is not going to let nobody come here and destroy nothing over here. I believe it. Because it's been sealed. We believe in God. The devil has to go. He has no place over here. Because when it started out, you said that God's plan. So you think he's going to be here where God is? He's not going to disrupt with God. He wants somebody to get weak. See, all the time the devil comes if we bring him here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
If we bring him here. He ain't coming because he just coming on his free will. If we bring him here. So then one of us got to be understanding and know that, man, that's not going to go over right. But see, we don't even have to worry about that. You know why? Because we pray and we pray and we pray. Reverend Henry, what you got, man? Help us with it before we can get
that's
on.
That's right. That's good.
I'm going to be on mute.
You good, bro?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful lesson, man, that I had a chance to partake of. Word of encouragement is always wonderful to receive it. Just like we receive constructive criticism, that word of sin, keep holding up the bloodstained banner. Though we will take constructive criticism because make us that even the wiser, you know. Proverbs will tell you about that, you know. But we thank God, truly thank God, and continue to thank our Amy God giving us, and she's still sending out with them nuggets every day. We thank God for all of you that continue to may not say anything, but you keep faithfully calling, and I know if you're calling, you're attentive, you're listening, beautiful. And you're praying for us, and you're hoping for the success. That means a whole lot. Everybody can't speak, you know, but they can all pray within their heart and hope for God. Best to go forth, and we thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your faithfulness. Yes, because it takes everyone to make it just what it is. Some to listen, some to pray, some to speak. Oh, some to even have faith. Have faith because faith is that you picking up the phone, hoping that you hear from God. So it's without faith, it's impossible. So you had enough faith to call in and listen. So we thank you for your faith as well, for your faithfulness, your loyalty, and your allegiance. Mm. We thank God.
Reverend, did you see that verse? That verse 11. Did you see that verse 11? Did you see that?
Yes, sir. We desire every one of you.
There you go. That's what we're trying to do, to encourage people to show the same diligence, the fullness of hope to the end. And all to do that, you have to encourage one another, man. You have to encourage one another in this Christian journey, man. I mean, you know, we're not going to hit it right all the time. We're gonna make some mistakes. But then I'm going to tell you, justification is. Justification, we can't justify us. Jesus is the only one who can do that. Because he redeemed us. You know? Yeah, I'll help me, Holy Spirit. And we can't sanctify ourselves because we ain't died for nobody.
Come on now.
We've been regenerated because of the blood, what he did. Ooh, that's why it has to go out. Whether, hey, watch this here. Whether it's like a two-edged sword. As we talk, we cutting ourselves as well. It's
yes,
all.
Sir.
dog. And it gets the heart. That's what it's about. Man can say anything out of his mouth. Man, I've learned, you know, and I try to stay away from my old life, you know, and because I do know that's what it was, right? But I do know one thing, it made me where I am today. Well, why would you say that? Because if I would have never went through some of the things I went through, I wouldn't know how to have the humbleness in the meekness that I have. What you saying then?
Mm-hmm.
See, some people haven't went through a little bit, haven't went through a lot. They are so self-righteous. They're so good that they can't smell themselves sometimes, you know.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
man? When you bitch yourself,
man,
but you even got some bumps, and some of the scabs, they ain't coming up with everything. And then hey, Reverend, unless you know that God brought you for someone, be patient for people.
That's right.
Be more patient
with
people.
Right.
Don't
That's right.
Don't look at people like you didn't got there overnight. It has to be God to get us where we are right now. I don't care.
That's
you got
right.
People been going to church for years and sitting in church. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have no fear of God. None. They'll brag. I've been in church all my life. Man, but come on, man. What's the fruit in that labor? There ought to be some fruit in that labor. Or there'll be some fruit in that labor. Because sometimes I want to tell you, I'm ashamed. Hey, what you talking about? I know we can do better. I know we can do. See, you can tell when someone been changed because righteousness comes. Out here. What you trying to say? I'm not saying you perfect. I'm talking about you are trying to seek him to live right. You're not just living cursed with your first love. Because you know that he did a lot for you and I. We can't work ourselves in that. Trust me, I know that. But I know one thing.
That's right.
We could at least try to live like he commanded us. We could try. And the more you try, the better you get. Hey, the
That's
more
right.
you try, the more the trials going to come. The more you try to live holy and try to live close to God, the more the trials, the tribulations is going to come. But I'm going to tell you one thing. He died for it. So you and I can do what we're doing right now. Because we're going to have that at the end of that little scripture in verse 11. It's going to happen. It's going to happen over that verse. We're going to hope all the way to the end. That's what we're trying to do, Reverend.
That's right.
We're trying to hope all the way to the end. And the only way the end going to be is when he takes us out this body.
Yes,
probably the old prayer in the sanctuary, you hear one more digging, they said, Lord, give us a place in thy kingdom, you know, where we can say, holly, holly. You might be some Texas stuff down. Let me leave you alone. Reverend, I thank my brother, man. I know you feel the same way I feel. I hope everybody ever just a short little thing there, you know. But it was so much impact in it, the love he showed, you know. And he got a word too. He speaks too. One day I hope he come over with another one. He gone bless him with a word, you know, all the way. You know, I know he's doing a little down there in Detroit, probably cutting some yards and getting some snow out the way. Knowing him, no, but anyway. Well, I want to tell him up there that we love him, man. We appreciate him. And if y'all don't have nobody to pray for, lift us all up. And when you think about this ministry, when you say God's plan, that's all of us. I believe we're all joined to it, you know, come on, so we can pray for one another. You know, why you say that? Because we need it. We need it. We need it. We need more God than we ever need him. Look at them drones and all this stuff happening in Israel. We sit over here. Some people don't probably know what's really going on. You know, you know, we just don't know. There's a lot of secret stuff. They can't put across the TV because so many things going on, right? But I want to tell you something. You better hope you're living close enough that when he see you, say, well done. You know, you don't want to be caught up undone. You don't want to be caught up undone. I know we can't do it all right. I know that. But I'm scared of this walk any kind of way. I don't know. You call me what you want. I fear God.
Yeah.
I fear God. Mm. I fear enough of God. I know that I know it's going to be the blood. I know it's going to be what he did for me. But I'm so
That's right.
I have so much reverence for him, Reverend. I don't even want to try to tempt to do something. And I know it's going to hinder me for even him even thinking about saying, you working with iniquity. That
yeah.
must be in the book, ain't it?
Yes,
in the book.
Sir.
Yeah, get
mm-hmm.
away from me. Not working with iniquity. I don't
mm-hmm.
want to say that to me. I don't.
Mm-mm.
I said, well done. My faithful servant,
mm-hmm.
do those two things. Come up a little higher. We'll make you a minute. That's what we're striving for, just to get there and he welcome us and say, I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
So we often say this, Reverend. We often say this to anybody. If y'all can hear me. We often say this. If you need prayer,
mm-hmm.
if you need someone to pray with you and for you, we're here. If it was something over here that you agree or maybe disagree, but we'll try our best to try to reason in that. But we want to thank Reverend Riles, and, man, we really appreciate that. Because you'd be surprised, man. You'd be laboring like we're laboring, and you never hear the fruit of it, you know, sometimes. But we know it has to be right because you see the faithfulness of a lot of them be calling in, you know. And we thank you.
Yeah.
We thank you. We thank you, man. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
We say that, Reverend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did.
How you feel? You good?
Yes, sir. I'm beautiful.
So we'll say once if you want prayer, you or something you want to say, you appreciate what went on, and you know all that little thing. Because I find out when you give the watch this here, when you can take time out and say thank you, that's a lot. God
mm-hmm.
looks at that. He looks at that. He looks at that. He really does. Because we thank him all the time.
Yeah.
We ain't got enough sense. Watch it, Rip. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank him enough.
Not enough.
We couldn't thank him enough. Because we'll still be short. We'll still be short.
Yeah, we will.
Well, nothing.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I've been seeing a list, and I talked to Brother Tim earlier. He told me they didn't let him forget, but I'm actually calling to ask for prayer for my family and all my friends around me and the whole world. You know, I had to have my little surgery next Thursday, but my sister also having surgery on the 23rd in the same city, so we both gonna need prayer. And today I actually called our buddy Ernie, and I talked to him for a while, you know, the racing buddy, and pray for him and his wife. Me and I had a little long talk today. I called him, I said, information, some help, and he told me he was going through some little something. Just pray for him, too. You know, that's what I asked for today.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. Is anybody out there? Just pray for the world.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. God bless you. Reverend, you hear him, Reverend? You hear him?
Yes, sir.
Brother Ernie, Norman comes on with a dog. It's called an Ernie TikTok. What they do,
mm-hmm.
the racers will come in. He'll give his little introduction right by. He sells stuff like nitrous and gas and stuff for race cars,
mm-hmm.
right? And he comes over there and he does all. He asks a bunch of little questions and stuff by tuning and spinning motors and, you know, all the different TikToks about racing cars, you know, and even getting insurance for the race cars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Betty Norman go there, mess with his head a little bit, and he had to go in there, the brother going through a little something, so we'll lift up Ernie. We are the ones that lift him up, you know, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's all going on, but we know God to, you know, keep that lifted up, Rev, if you can. Add the Rush family in prayer. You know, we prayed last week, but we're going to constantly keep nothing lifted up in the
mm-hmm.
family, you know. And we just want to lift them up because we know that God is the ultimate doctor, man. You know, mm-hmm. He can go to that. He can be with that doctor when he put his hands on him. He can be in that medication mm-hmm. and do what the doctor said needs to be done, give him the right thing to do. So we want to lift that up, in the recovery
mm-hmm.
after the situation he has to go through, the procedure.
Praise
I believe he said sister, right?
Mm-hmm. The sister,
right?
Same city. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Same place, same year. Keep that mm-hmm. lifted up, you know. And then he said, pray for the world. We want to pray for all God's
mm-hmm.
children, you know. That God's children, he puts his hands on them spiritually, mentally, and financially. And physically,
yes,
you know.
Sir.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. I truly thank God for entrusting us, praise the Lord, to have the faith that knowing if we just ask, oh, praise the Lord, He'll have mercy and look upon these loved ones and their special needs that they need. We have the faith knowing that He's able and He's willing. He's faithful to us. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, we come thanking you, Father, for this day, for this moment, this hour. Thank you for your tender mercies and an abundance of grace that you've shown to us over and over again. Thank you, Father God, for these prayer requests. You heard them, Father.
Yeah.
You heard each and every one. You know their special needs better than we, Brother Ernie. You know his desires and troubles he may be facing, but Father God, give him a peace. Hallelujah. Let him look unto you from which cometh his help. And bless Brother Nutty's strength, Father. Let him know that you have him in the palm of your hand. You are the ultimate
prayer
and the healer. You can heal through medicine, or you can heal but just by speaking a word, or you can guide the surgeon's hands that they be steady. But all praise, all glory, and all honor go unto you however you decide to do it, Father God.
Yes.
We give all the glory and honor to you, Father God. Even bless him in the recovery, his sister, as well as they recover the things that they have to go through, Father God. Let them not dwell in it long, Father God, but give them strength, restore their body, strengthen their body. We ask this in Jesus' name, Father. Even us, Father God, as we attempt to do the things, Father, to do your will, give us the added strength that we need. Father, that we may tall through, Father God, the fiery darts of the devil, that we may keep up our shield of faith, that we may will not falter, but that we will ever strive to please thee in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the message and the messenger on today. Thank you for all the listening.
Yes.
Thank you for all the encouragement. Bless us, Father God, to take this and run with it. Give us a renewed strength. Father God, in you that we may run on and be pleasing vessels in our sight. In Jesus' name, just want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Thank you for yet another opportunity that we may come and just speak a word with you, Father. Thank you for your children that you blessed our ears, Father God. Thank you for this assembly that we gathered together, knowing that you were in our midst. Continue to be with us, Father, in the name, and continue to protect us, shield us from the enemy, and give us, increase our hope, our faith, and our trust in you, even our loyalty to you. Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it all, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I love you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, reach your arms, take joy, my
Lord,
in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your
Thank you.